Hey, everybody. We are live once again on Facebook to bring you an update with respect to some more announcements that have come from the federal government today, in particular on students. I know that a lot of people were waiting for an announcement on students and some information about student programs that the government was bringing forward for in terms of the economic relief for COVID-19. So we do have a lot of information about that today. I'm going to give you a little bit of the highlights of what was announced. Then I have two Queen students who are going to join me on Zoom today to give a bit of a perspective of what it's been like for Queen students up to this point, or for students generally speaking. And then after that, of course, I'm willing to take any questions that you might have about the program. So if you do have questions about the programs, after you've heard a little bit of the information, feel free to put them in the comments. And then, as usual, Kate and Parth are on the phone reading your questions, and they'll ask them. So in terms of what was released today, and this was the main image that came up with it, $1,250 per month per student between May and August. So if you're a student that's currently at school and you were expecting to work this summer and you're not going to be working anymore, you can get $1,250 a month from the government for May, June, July, and August. And it goes beyond just existing students. This goes back to if you graduated as of December 2019 onward, or if you're in secondary school right now, graduating this year, and then you're going to go on to university or college, post-secondary in the fall. You can get $1,750 instead of the $1,250 if you are taking care of somebody as well. So if you have another responsibility to take care of somebody during this time. And this all starts on May the 1st and will be delivered through Canada Revenue Agency, like most of the programs were delivered. There are going to be an additional 76,000 new jobs added to the Canada Summer Jobs Program. So for those that don't know, the Canada Summer Jobs Program is a program that the federal government has that works with businesses and employers throughout the country to deliver employment for young people in Canada. There's a massive increase in the number of jobs there. There's additional supports for Indigenous students specifically, student researchers and grad students. There's additional and extended money for that's going to be provided for fellowships and grants. And then the Canada Student Grant Service. You can get a grant of between $1,000 and $5,000 a month, depending. I'll redo that one. If you are volunteering, and this is where one of those grants comes in, if you happen to be volunteering this summer and you're not, you don't have a job because maybe you figured it was going to be too hard to get a job and you decided to volunteer, the government is willing to pay you through grants for that volunteer work anywhere between $1,000 and $5,000, depending on the number of hours that you volunteered. And then, in addition to this, federal grants for the 2020-21 school year are being doubled by the federal government. So there's a lot, tons that's been announced today by the federal government in terms of bringing in supports for students in particular. As I said, that this is something that people have been asking about for quite a while. So with that, I'm going to turn now and go over to Rosalyn and Sam, who are joining me on Zoom. Rosalyn and Sam are both Queen students. I'm going to introduce them, read their bios here real quickly. Rosalyn is just finishing up her third year of undergrad in politics and gender studies. She's passionate about equal representation within politics and hopes to attend law school in the coming years, practicing as a constitutional lawyer. Outside of her studies, Rosalyn is passionate about student advocacy, working with the student working with the Canadian Council for Young Feminists and the Independent Senators Group to implement basic income in Canada. We should have a chat about that sometime, Rosalyn. I'm also very passionate about that. And she was proud to represent her home community of Simcoe Gray at Daughters of the Vote in 2019 and is the incoming Judicial Affairs Manager at Queen's University. So thanks a lot, Rosalind, for coming on today. And I also have Sam. Sam has just finished his third year in sociology and has been an active student voice on Queen's campus. He is the president of Queen's International Affairs Association as a member of the Queen's Liberals. Sam also works on a project called Students for Students, which helps redirect donations to Queen's General to a Queen's General bursary for students affected by OSAP cuts. And Sam is self-isolating right now in Kingston, awaiting his new position as the new rector of Queen's. Thank you, or congratulations, Sam, on that position. And thanks for taking the time, guys, to come on and chat with me. So let me just start by asking you what it was like, and maybe Rosalind, you want to go first, in terms of how, you know, you were in the middle of the second semester of this year, and then everything just stopped basically, and you had to change the entire way that you are getting your are studying. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually in class when the email came out. It was a Friday afternoon, and it came out to all the students, and it said, like, we're closed until further notice. So I'll never forget the moment that we all received that email, and there was kind of like a big kerfuffle in the classroom. So I think kind of transferring to online.
So you were
learning.
In class when it when you got the email?
Yeah, in class, which was, it was like, again, I'll never forget that moment. And then transferring sort of from like in person to online learning, it's been good because I think most professors have been very understanding of like the circumstances and how, you know, it might be a little bit more difficult for people to focus in different environments, which has been wonderful. But it has, for myself personally, and I think a lot of my friends could say the same, it's been really hard to stay motivated. And I have one more paper and I'm done the semester, but it's, definitely different.
What about you, Sam? Where were you? Were you in class when you got an email?
That's a good question. I don't remember the specifics of that day. And I think something that a lot of students can relate to right now is kind of the blurriness of everything that's going on. Tracking, and I mean, that's for everyone too, is, you know, day to day, kind of taking things as it is, has been interesting. But I went home within the next day. I had called my parents and was like, you know, I should probably just head home. And within a couple of weeks of being there, I love my family, I love my siblings, my pets and everything. But I just couldn't focus on schoolwork there.
Right.
I was explaining to them, I've never had to be in my home environment and also work on university work, because when I go home at Christmas time and the holidays, I don't have any work to do. Right. And when I come back afterwards, I go into a summer job. So it was kind of difficult, you know, to be in my childhood bedroom, but also trying to study. So I decided to come back to Kingston, and I'm now the only one in my house. So just kind of self-isolating, taking it as it is here.
It must be stressful for students, because outside of the fact that you now have to function in a different way of learning, there's also the anxiety that comes with the fact that there's a global pandemic, right? Like, I mean, it's not just about, okay, my studies have changed. There's also the general anxiety that people are feeling. Like, what are your thoughts on that, Rosalind?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been really difficult to finish the semester knowing, you know, worrying about the economy, worrying about finding a summer job, worrying, are my friends and family safe? So that's definitely been difficult. And, you know, watching the news every day, something different is coming out. And it's important to stay informed, but it's also important, I think, to, you know, practice a bit of self-care and be aware of when, you know, enough is enough when with reading the news. But it's definitely nerve-wracking for sure.
Sam, you had an interesting Facebook comment when all of this started, which I actually thought was very very insightful from the beginning. That in, especially in your position as the incoming rector, you kind of saw something down the road. And I was actually talking to my wife Vanessa about it last night. How keen you were to this, which was that you basically said, "Okay, we're going into this mode of e-learning now." But let's not allow this to basically become the norm, or you seem to almost be cautioning about that, right? Like, give me a sense as to why you thought that was important to comment on at that time.
I think we're seeing it right across the country, not only at universities, but people kind of taking the situation for what it is and, you know, adapting to what it needs to be right now. But it's also opening up a lot of different areas of improvement that need to happen. So there are a lot of perks to online learning. You know, I was able to do an essay for one of my classes. You know, I kind of switched gears on it because I was like, I kind of want to look at this more so. And it's something that we've been doing for a long time now. But having it so intentionally switch, like it's been a lot for students. And I think that it just opens up a lot of other problems for students. You know, as I said, I was lucky enough to go home and be able to come back. A lot of students were forced to go home. A lot of international students are still on campus finishing up the semester. All student circumstances look different. So from, you know, an institutional standpoint, it's going to be hard to, you know, make sure every student is looked after. But I think they've been doing an incredible job with what they have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still look at, like, all the, what they call it, caremongering that has been going on across the country is really, like, enlightening to watch. Kind of keeps me motivated, but yeah, it's a lot of switches really fast.
Yeah. Did you want to weigh in on that, Roslyn?
Yeah, I just want to sort of talk about, I think Queen's as an institution has been fantastic, I think, throughout this. They, the principal, Patrick Dean, has been sending some really uplifting emails, which has been lovely to receive, just because there is so much up in the air right now. It's nice to have some reassuring words, but I think the bottom line is from students and faculty and, you know, people who work within Queen's, nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody knows what the next few months look like. And I think that has definitely been a challenge for all students, mm-hmm. for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So everybody is now, you know, in this mode, they're getting ready to graduate. A lot of students were expecting to work this summer, whether it was to stay in Kingston or to go back home and work. What's, you know, the reality of the situation is things have changed quite a bit. The federal government has introduced some funding to help students through this. Do you, Roslyn, want to like tell us what you think about that anxiety that might be associated with that, and is what was announced today a bit of a relief to that?
Absolutely. I think everybody was sort of talking about the CERB. I know my friends saying, like, do we qualify for the CERB? Where do we fit into the CERB? How is the government going to help us? I have many friends who have unfortunately lost their summer job, and I have other friends who have been laid off or unsure about their prospects for employment this summer, which, you know, is scary in itself when you're paying for school and paying for rent and groceries and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I think the announcement this morning, I received many texts, many Facebook messages, sharing it around. And I think people are genuinely relieved that something has come out so quickly as well that is focused primarily on students. So personally, I'm very excited to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was very, very exciting news this morning to have this stuff come out. It's something that a lot of student groups, I was reading a CBC article where many institutions across the country were calling on the government to, you know, bring this stuff forward. Students on Facebook were posting about it. So there's definitely a need for it. I will say, you know, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau kept saying, it's coming. And I was getting a little skeptical about what it was going to look like. And from, you know, the description that you gave at the beginning, it's quite comprehensive. It has a lot of available funding, but also, you know, kind of tacked on to some stuff that is already existing. So I think that's a really good step. I have had friends, you know, who are just looking at staying home for the summer. So something that I'm really happy about is the volunteer clause that they've included, in which, you know, students, if they are able to give back to their community and try to help in other ways, they'll be compensated for that. So I think that's only going to help increase everything going on and bringing morale up. You know, students want to get out of the house. They don't want to be stuck around, you know, thinking about it. And as students, I can't speak for Roslyn and everyone else, but I mean, I'm thinking about it as in, like, you know, how am I going to write an essay about this, like, 10 years down the line? What are people thinking? You know, we've learned about all pandemics and historical events that have happened in the past. And now that we're kind of situated in it, you know, we're thinking, you know, what were people my age doing during World War II, you know, other situations that are difficult. So
yeah,
it's very, very exciting.
I saw a great meme on Facebook within the last couple of days, which basically said, you know, we think we have it tough, or young people think they have it tough when, you know, we're basically, you know, you have to sit at home. But meanwhile, in 1917, people were being shipped off to Europe, you know, in the Second World War, the same thing. And it's just like, as much of a negative impact as it might be, and as much as it might affect in secondary school students too, high school students, you know, it kind of sucks. It's their last year and they're not going to have the big send off like you normally would. When you put it in perspective with sacrifices that other people made, it certainly pales in comparison. So,
yeah.
Well, guys, thanks a lot for taking the time to come on and chat about that. And, good luck finishing up. Roslyn, you said you had one more exam. Sam, are you all done?
Yeah, I'm all finished.
Nice. Okay. Well, enjoy your summers. And hopefully what was announced today is a little bit more, puts your minds at ease a little bit more. And you can enjoy and come back for your last year next year. So thanks again, guys. Have a good day.
Awesome. Bye. Thanks, Mark. Yeah.